Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We have had a powerful couple of programs with Marcelo Unterbug. He lives in Dallas, Texas, and just has an incredible story. As a child, started with marijuana as an 8-year-old, then as an 11, 12, 13-year-old, doing all types of drugs, acid, LSD, speed, and went through 7 rehabs in his 20s, and yet Jesus Christ got his attention. He finally surrendered, and in humility just finally said, I don't know what to do, and asked for help, put the other knee down. And we just talked about just God's grace through just some unbelievable situations where he was protected and others from his selfish and unwise decisions, because the enemy we know does come to steal and kill and destroy. But as Jesus said in John 10:10, I've come to give you life. And man, if you missed these first two programs, you need to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check these two 14-minute programs out, just hearing about Marcelo's recovery. And he's now a dad, a husband, and has a great job and a leadership position and a servant leader, and helps a lot of other people that have struggled through addiction. But Marcelo, let's talk, you know, you go through this process with, you know, all these rehabs and support meetings and stuff. And I know some people have never been to those. What are some of the takeaways that you could share with us? I know you have a lot of great quotes. One of the things I enjoyed having dinner with you that night at that wedding rehearsal back in January. Just share some of the takeaways, some things that help people look at things maybe a little differently when you go through like a support group like AA or something.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding, you know, as someone that's, you know, I try to be a fully devoted follower of Christ. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding in the church about AA and 12-step programs. Well, I shouldn't say 12-step programs, because the church actually celebrate recovery. For example, at my home church in Dallas, Texas, Watermark Church, we have a program called Regeneration, which is very powerful, which is 12 steps. It's mapped through 12 steps, but it's Christ-based. But I think that there can be a misunderstanding, frankly, in AA about the church and in the church about AA. You know, for me, my first, I'd say, 5 to 8 years of recovery, I went to AA, quote-unquote, religiously, and had a sponsor and worked the steps and served others. And, you know, God kept me sober through that. When I lived in Jackson, Mississippi, those first five years of my recovery, I found a great church in Jackson, Pine Lake Baptist Church, if there's any folks from Mississippi listening, and surrendered my life to Jesus and got baptized in that church. Again, it was another time that my mom and my father got to come and see me on this new journey.
Well, and that's a beautiful thing there. And you know, when you go through this, I love some of the, you know, I hear you share quotes off and on. We've been doing a men's Bible study, myself, you, and Tom, and another Greg. I'm the only Kentucky guy, but you three guys in Dallas, so it's been great for me. But, you know, just a different mindset, because we all like to make excuses, don't we?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, Greg.
What would you say to that person that, you know, has just been struggling with addiction, and yet, you know, the stat that I shared in our first program, over 21 million Americans either struggle with alcohol or, you know, drugs, and yet only 10% actually get help. What would you say to that person that just happens to be driving down the road and scanning the radio and bam, just happened to come up on this program? What would you say to them?
You know, I often say, Greg, that the only thing that I did right, if you can say that, is I just kept coming back, meaning I just never gave up. And what I would say to anyone that's struggling is, as long as you have a breath in your lungs, you have an opportunity and a chance to be sober and live a wonderful life. You know, I believe you quoted one of the verses that Christ came to give us life and give us life abundantly. And I would just echo that and say that you can live free of drugs and alcohol. You never would have convinced me of that 17 years ago. But I would say, just don't give up and surrender and keep coming back.
Well, and it's just, you know, we talked about it yesterday a lot, but I just, the surrender thing is, And it's so hard, especially for us men to do, but there's actually freedom in that surrender, isn't there?
Absolutely. I mean, who would have ever thought by admitting my powerlessness, I would become empowered? You know, the first step, frankly, is admitting that I'm powerless. And, you know, the paradox, I think the great paradox is of addiction is that everybody around the addict or the alcoholic can see how powerless they are, but the alcoholic or the addict fights with everything in him to not admit that. You know, if you have cancer, for example, you don't typically, you might go through a small period of denial, but you typically don't go around telling people that you don't have cancer. But with addiction, it's just the opposite. You go around and try to convince everybody that you don't struggle with addiction. What as we all know, called denial.
Well, you're now a leader, you're a husband, a father, you know, you have a great job, but, you know, you share with me as we were talking, you know, it's not easy all the time, and, you know, doesn't mean necessarily sometimes your circumstances change just because you became a follower of Jesus, but you share with me that you still have joy, and where does that joy come from?
Well, no, without a doubt, it comes from my personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I moved back to Dallas from Jackson after my father passed away. I moved back to Dallas, Texas in 2008. And when I did, I came back and I got plugged into a church that had a recovery program. And, you know, what I began to realize, Greg, through that is, you know, while God removed the desire to drink or drug from me, there were a lot of other things masquerading as what we call idolatry, just putting things, people, substances, pornography, work, you name it, whatever pick your poison about what people are addicted to nowadays. And what I found when I moved back to Dallas and started going through a Christ-centered recovery program is that there were a lot of other things in my life that were masquerading for the God-shaped hole in my heart that only God was intended to fill. Things like money or prestige or, the right girlfriend, et cetera. And so I slowly, in 2008, I started to surrender those things to the Lord. And it wasn't probably in about 2014 when I met my now, today, who is my wife.
But surrender, and I love what you said, every area, not just the alcohol and drugs, but every area, job. I know a lot of people that are single that listen. I mean, whatever it is that you need, just surrender to God, because I love that quote that Marcelo shared yesterday, and I think earlier today, it's not about fighting harder, it's about surrendering more. So I know that that's a word for somebody listening.
As my pastor, if I may say, Greg, as my pastor often teaches that, you know, God is not here to rip you off. He's here to set you free. And the more that we surrender to him, the better our lives. That joy that you spoke about comes from God. That doesn't mean that my life is perfect. That doesn't mean that I'm just grabbing hands and chanting kumbaya every day with all my friends. But what it does is, you know, finding a Bible-based church, finding a recovery program to apply to my life, walking this life with other believers who I can confess my sin to, that can pray for me so that I may be healed, as it's taught to us in James 5:16, I believe. My life is filled with joy, not necessarily just happiness based on external circumstances, but most days my life is filled with the joy and the peace that surpasses understanding.
Amen. Final question here for you. This is a big one, but I know there's got to be some parents listening that they've got a child that, an adult child probably, that's struggling with, you know, some type of addiction, drugs, alcohol. What would you say to those parents listening?
You know, I would say to them, as I would say to an active addict, which is never give up. Now, please don't misunderstand me when I say never give up on the alcoholic or the addict, or certainly on God and what he can do. But don't confuse never giving up with enabling the addict or the alcoholic. I often say that my parents almost enabled me to the grave. The best definition I've heard of enabling is anything that we do that gets in the way of the consequences of the addict or alcoholic. So what I would encourage parents to do, if your alcoholic or addict in your life wants to get sober, Do anything you can to help that person get sober. Get them into treatment. Take them to AA meetings if they don't have a car. Take them to a church recovery group if they don't have a car again. But don't give up on them. But do not get in the way of their consequences. Don't try to fix them. Don't fix their problems that were created from drugs and alcohol, as we have to walk through that journey on our own.
Well, I know that's some tough love for parents to hear, but really the tough love is needed. Is that what I hear you trying to say?
Yeah, I would say, Greg, that it's probably when I talk today, as God uses me to talk to parents now, or friends and family of those that are struggling with addiction, I would say it's probably one of the hardest things for people to do, is to practice, truth and love. And, you know, as followers of Jesus, who do we know was the perfect embodiment of truth with grace and love? Jesus himself. And so that's what I encourage parents to do, to speak truth and love and not do anything to get in the way of the consequences of the behavior of the alcoholic or addict.
All right, Marcel, we've got a couple minutes left. Is there anything else that you'd like to share, just, you know, from your incredible journey from, you know, literally almost dying several times to finding hope and freedom through Jesus and now married and a dad and a great job and things? Anything else that you would want to share to anybody, anything that's on your heart?
I think it's worth repeating, Greg, I think I might have mentioned in the first or second day of our talks, is I think it would just be to just surrender. It's not about fighting harder. It is about surrendering more. And, you know, when I surrendered my way of thinking and my way of living, my life completely changed. And all of a sudden, people were all around me to help and support me to get better.
Well, I love that word surrender, and that's been a common theme. And so for somebody listening today, I know it's a word for you and for all of us, whatever that one area is. It may not be drug and alcohol addiction. It could be, you know, with you're spending on your credit card. As Marcelo used one of my favorite sayings, there's a God-sized shaped hole in all of us that only he can fill. And, man, he wants to. It's the great news, but you got to surrender and ask him. Got about a minute left. Could you close us out in prayer today, Marcelo?
I sure will. Thanks. And thank you so much for having me on, Greg. Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for what you've done in my life and what I know you will do in the lives of countless others. Father God, if there's someone listening today that is wondering what to do next or how to proceed, Lord, I ask that you specifically speak to that person and help them to surrender. Remind them that you are the answer that we are searching for. It's not more stuff or a person. It's you. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Marcelo, man, thanks so much for just being with us the past 3 days. It's just been powerful, man. I'm so thankful that I got to sit by you out of the 50 people at the wedding rehearsal dinner, because I'm a better person for it. And, man, keep shining your light down there in Dallas, brother.
It is my pleasure, Greg. And I want to just close by saying that if anybody reaches out to you, you have an open invitation to share my contact information with anybody that would like to talk further.
Well, we will be listening to that with the podcast, and you can get that on our website at hopeishere.today. We will put Marcelo's contact information. If you've been driving, you just tuned in, you're like, man, I want to hear the first part of this program or the first 2 days. This is day 3 of his story. You can find all that information at our website with his podcast at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Thanks so much, Marcelo. We'll see you next week on Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.